Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Whenever we think of Africa, we often think of poverty and war, but Africa is the fastest growing continent in population terms and increasingly important for Ireland as it seeks new trading markets. In fact, we export as much to Africa as we do to Australia, New Zealand and South America combined. But the issues of governance and corruption remain. Today, Ireland hosts the Africa-Ireland Trade Horizons Conference, and chairing it will be the Minister of State at the Department of Foreign Affairs, Neil Richmond. Good morning, Neil.
Good morning, Joe.
Now, what kind of stuff do we export to Africa at the moment?
Well, I suppose top of the list is kind of agri-food products, dairy products, seafood, but also increasingly amount of technologies. I was in Tanzania in March as part of my St. Patrick's Day visit, and we saw six massive new cranes exported from Liebherr in Kerry to Dar es Salaam being installed by a man from Kerry.
Wow. So the food is very important, but services is very important for this economy. Are we selling our services, our expertise, perhaps even our tourism?
Absolutely. Tourism is a little bit of it, but I suppose anyone thinks of exports, they think of goods, absolutely. And I think of services as a fairly large one for Ireland as well, across a range of areas. The typical ones that, you know, we would have spoken about in terms of financial services, in terms particularly of fintech, you know, Kerry company Fexco would have a very established link into Africa, and they'll be one of the groups speaking to our conference later in Dublin Castle this morning.
Okay. Now, one of the reasons why Ireland is a successful economy is, of course, the rule of law and free and open media. They are usually absent in many African nations.
They are, and this is a big worrying aspect of any sort of trade deal. But we would always make the point that the more you engage with a country, the more you trade with a country, the more you can have a serious impact. Obviously, our biggest African trading partner, both in terms of imports and exports, would be South Africa, which would have a fairly established system of rule and law, definitely with its challenges. But it is a fully functioning, established democracy. Indeed, they have the presidency of the G20. The boundaries for a lot of companies previously trading in Africa were, you know, you mentioned a corruption, difficulties in terms of engaging local authorities, but those improvements are being made. And we have agreements at an EU-Africa Union level to make sure we can get around those. And to make sure that the improvements are being made domestically by the governments where necessary. And they are allowing business to flow and business to increase between Ireland and Africa, because we've seen our trading relationship go up by just under 7% in the last year. And this time, Joe, the very, very worrying geopolitical conflict, we really, really need to see diversification into new markets. And the biggest potential for Irish businesses, Irish companies, is the African markets. 54 individual countries, but within those 54 countries, established countries where we have really strong trading links. And as you said earlier, 11 of the world's 20 fastest growing economies.
Now, small exporters will, of course, worry that they won't get paid, or that on-the-ground investments might at some point be expropriated if there is political instability. That's still an issue, I presume, in some countries. Not maybe in South Africa, but in other African nations.
It's an understandable concern for certain countries, of course, but when you look at the larger African economies, particularly the ones that are growing fast, they are absolutely offering massive potentials to businesses of all sizes in Ireland, but particularly the ambitious SMEs who see an opportunity. People would have said these things about China, about Asia, 40, 30, 20 years ago, but yet we've seen that level of trade absolutely grow at massive numbers in recent years and become very established and very important to the Irish economy. The same can, and I believe will, be true of Africa. And today, when we have our conference in Dublin Castle, we'll not just be talking to industry stakeholders, but also government officials from Africa, as well as people from organisations like the WTO, who are going to be able to lay out exactly what the risks are, but more importantly, what has happened over recent years at a multilateral level and a country-to-country level to mitigate those risks. Because the economic potential, Joe, is the natural progression of the relationship between not just Ireland, but Europe as a whole with Africa.
Mm. Do we hope to improve the economic circumstances of Africa in order to reduce the irregular migration or economic migrants coming here?
That would certainly be one of the outflows. It's not the primary aim. The primary aim of any trade deal is to encourage trade between businesses to increase the level of economic prosperity for the people of both Ireland and any African countries. But the more we engage directly with Africa, bear in mind, like, Africa's on Europe's doorstep. It's our closest continental neighbour. The population of Africa and Europe together is 40% of the world. There is the opportunity, the more we have regularised trading relationship with African countries, to give people in Africa a far better standard of living, to give them reason to stay in their country, to give their countries reasons to improve human rights, democratic norms, and make them far more normalised partners. That is happening, Joe, but it needs to continue to happen at a pace. And for that to continue to happen, we need the businesses to work with the Irish state agencies, be it Enterprise Ireland or whoever else, to take the very, very real opportunities that are there. Irish companies exported, Joe, over €388 million worth of exports to South Africa alone last year, 279 to Egypt. But it is an important trading partner because we're importing from Africa as well in terms of fertilisers, aluminium ores, and of course the old reliable €26 million worth of tea from Kenya.
Of course. Any thoughts on the 9th anniversary of the Brexit vote and those comments from Michael Bloomberg that Brexit was, quote, the single stupidest thing that any country has ever done? You were front and centre during the fraught negotiations.
Yeah, I think I'd find it very hard to disagree with Mr. Bloomberg, although I perhaps would have used slightly more diplomatic language in my new role. But I don't think we have long enough for me to give you all my thoughts on Brexit. But in the context of free, fair and open trade, I think it shows the real retrograde step that lifting up your borders and defences against your neighbours can have. But however, I will say that the relationship between Ireland and the EU with the UK is in a much better place today. And I very much look forward to working with my British counterparts, not only bilaterally, but in places like Africa to improve economic and development opportunities.
Thanks, Neil. That's Neil Richmond, the Minister of State at the Department of Foreign Affairs, and that Africa-Ireland trade summit happening in Dublin Castle later today. Don't forget the Green Business Person of the Month on News Talk with Repac. If you know a candidate who you feel has excelled in embracing sustainability in their business, you can nominate them. You can even nominate yourself at newstalk.com/green. That's newstalk.com/green.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.